Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week I'm going to explore one of the most successful songwriters in jazz, who also happened to be one of the biggest pop stars of the 1940s, and that's Miss Peggy Lee. Peggy Lee got her start as the singer in Benny Goodman's orchestra, and she went on to record dozens of hits in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Many of these hits she had a hand in writing, including songs like It's a Good Day, I Love Being Here With You, and Fever. We'll explore Lee performing her own tunes this hour. It's Peggy Lee, the singer-songwriter, coming up next on Afterglow.
It's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Thank you.
Peggy Lee, All Day Long. First, we heard her in 1946 with a tune she wrote with her husband, Dave Barber, called It's a Good Day, and then in 1959 with a tune she wrote alone called It's a Good, Good Night. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the songs of Peggy Lee, a pop star whose fame stretched from the early 1940s into the late 1960s, and who had a hand in writing many of her biggest hits. Peggy Lee was born Norma Eggstrom in 1920 in the small town of Jamestown, North Dakota, and she developed a fondness for singing, writing tunes, and the radio at a young age. By the time she was a teenager, she found a job singing at the local radio station, and eventually she adopted the more marketable pseudonym of Peggy Lee. Her quest for fame brought her first to Los Angeles and eventually to Chicago, where she got a job singing at the Ambassador Hotel West. It was there that she was discovered by the wife of the bandleader Benny Goodman, who knew his husband's orchestra was looking for someone to replace the singer Helen Forrest. Peggy Lee got the job. Her bluesy and sensuous voice would add a different dimension to Goodman's band, rocketing her to fame in 1943 with songs like Blues in the Night and Why Don't You Do Right.
You had plenty money in 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do?
However, Lee didn't stay in Goodman's band for long, and not because of her desire for bigger and better things, but because she was fraternizing with one band member in particular, guitarist Dave Barber. Goodman had strict rules about romance within the group, so both Barber and Lee left the group in 1943 to get married and start a family. Home life didn't suit Lee all that much. She was much more interested in singing and writing songs with her husband. One of the first tunes she wrote with Barber was in 1945, a song called What More Can a Woman Do? It was recorded by an up-and-coming singer named Sarah Vaughan.
What more can a woman do?
By 1946, Lee decided to take another shot at stardom, this time performing her own songs. She signed to Capitol Records and quickly became one of the young record company's biggest selling artists. Her first hits were mostly songs that she co-wrote with her husband, Dave Barber, including songs like It's a Good Day, I Don't Know Enough About You, and the Latin-flavored tune Mañana, which was one of the biggest selling singles from 1948. First, let's hear Peggy Lee in 1946 with her hit song I Don't Know Enough About You on Afterglow.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin. Oh, what a stew I'm in. 'Cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none. And isn't it a shame? So sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you.
Mm-hmm.
you say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more about psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I guess I better get out the encyclopedia and brush up on from schmer to schmoo. Hmm, 'cause I don't know enough about you.
She is dripping and the fence she's fallen down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a lend. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
The window she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking through my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oba, oba!
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oba, oba!
Peggy Lee, with a tune that she co-wrote with her husband, guitarist Dave Barber. That was Mañana is Good Enough for Me, a top single from the year 1948. Lee made more exotic albums in the course of her career. She recorded several Latin theme albums for Capitol in the 1960s, including the album Latin a la Lee, and she even traveled farther east when she wrote and performed the Siamese Cat song from the 1955 Disney film Lady and the Tramp. Before that, we heard another Barber and Lee song, the song I Don't Know Enough About You. She would record this song several more times over the course of her career, including once with Cy Oliver and his orchestra a decade later, and again on her final album in 1993, when she was 72 years old. Peggy Lee and Dave Barber continued to write and record songs together for the remainder of the decade of the 1940s, becoming America's songwriting and performing sweethearts. However, Dave Barber's drinking got out of hand, and eventually their personal and professional partnership ended in 1951. Let's hear another Barber and Lee tune, this one showing off Lee's more bluesy side. This is Everything Is Moving Too Fast on Afterglow.
It used to take a farmer a day to get to town. Now it takes a minute till his plane comes down. 'Cause everything is moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save your money, 'cause everything is moving too fast. You used to eat your spinach, now you never will, because you think it's my dream to take it in a pill. 'Cause everything is moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save your money, 'cause everything is moving too fast. Shooting to the moon. I thought that you were crazy, but I'm taking one at noon. 'Cause everything is moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save your money, 'cause everything is moving too fast. Wagon, then a Model T. I put them in the junkyard, they don't jump enough for me. 'Cause everything is moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save your money, 'cause everything is moving too fast. My papa used to get his kicks from music that was sweet. Now he gets his message from a boogie-woogie beat. 'Cause everything is moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save your money, 'cause everything is moving too fast. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Everything is moving too fast.
Bed.
Don't Smoke in Bed, and Everything is Moving Too Fast, two songs performed by Peggy Lee and her husband Dave Barber in 1947. Don't Smoke in Bed is credited to songwriter Willard Robeson, although Lee once claimed that she and Barber contributed to much of the song's music and words. It's not exactly clear how much of Lee's claim is true. Lee, especially later in life, was known to fabricate stories about herself. What is known, though, is that the lyrics behind Don't Smoke in Bed would become very prescient for Barber and Lee's own marriage, which dissolved a few years after it was written. Right after Peggy Lee and Dave Barber got a divorce, Lee moved from Capitol to Decca Records, where she would stay for about 5 years. While at the label, she put her songwriting mostly on hold, the exception being the songs that she wrote for the film Lady and the Tramp. She did, however, find much success performing the songs of others, including the Rodgers and Hart tune Lover, the Burke and Webster tune Black Coffee, and the songs from the Irving Berlin film White Christmas, which she recorded alongside Bing Crosby in 1954. I'll play now two of her own songs that she happened to record during her years on the Decca label, beginning with her starring turn as the dog Peg from the film Lady and the Tramp. Here's Peggy Lee with a Decca recording of He's a Tramp on Afterglow.
He's a tramp, but I love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, I adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel. He's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup, but I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. He's a tramp, I adore him, and I wish that I could travel his way. He's a tramp, but I love him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup, but I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Sans souci, they got no room here for someone like me. Oh, the mountain starts to giggle when the springtime waters wiggle down the mountainside. I can hear the fishes swishing just as loud as I am wishing when I hit the tide.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Someone like me.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Tried to tell me I was evil. Tried to trample on my soul. Tried to make me think that they were righteous, but the cloth of the lie was whole.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Sans-souci, sans-souci, they got no room here for someone like me. Ah, the earth that starts to squawking, cause it knows that love is walking and it ain't no dream. No, you ain't no dream. Sans-souci, you ain't no dream.
Go, go, go.
Sails with all the laughing and talking that used to be me.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Sans-souci.
Go, go.
Peggy Lee with Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra in 1952 with their Decca single, Sans-souci. She wrote that song with Sonny Burke, all about a deceptive kind of place whose name translates to carefree. Before that, we heard her Decca version of the song He's a Tramp, a tune she wrote and performed for the film Lady and the Tramp. In 1957, Peggy Lee left Decca and made her return to Capitol Records, thanks in part to some convincing by her friend Frank Sinatra. Lee spent the next 15 years performing for Capitol, where she would reinvent herself yet again as a more mysterious and seductive diva, a far cry from the chipper pop star singing It's a Good Day for Capitol in 1943. One of Lee's first big hits for Capitol with this new persona was a song that she also had a hand in writing. The song Fever had already been recorded as an R&B single by Little Willie John in 1956, but Peggy Lee updated the song in 1958 as a sultry lounge song that sizzled as hot as the title implied. She also added a few extra verses to her version of the song about some historical romances. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, Romeo and Juliet, all of those verses have since become part of the standard, although Lee was originally uncredited as a songwriter. Here's Peggy Lee with Fever on Afterglow.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care.
When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, to give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Peggy Lee with her version of the tune Fever from 1958. We'll have more of the Peggy Lee songbook in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the songs of singer and songwriter Peggy Lee this hour, And where we left off, Lee had just made the return to Capitol Records and was beginning to reinvent herself as a glamorous, seductive pop diva for a new age. Miss Peggy Lee's second album for Capitol was called Things Are Swingin', a buoyant, hip record that was along the same lines as many of Sinatra's records from the same time. For most of her Capitol recordings, Lee contributed a song or two of her own to record. Here she is with the title track of this album, written with the album's arranger, Jack Marshall. This is Peggy Lee and Things Are Swingin' on Afterglow.
Things are swingin', birds are singin', and just what do you think those bells are doin' but ringin'? 'Cause they have to ring to make this whole thing rhyme. And you know that things are swinging all the time. If the news is what the blues is, then we better just practice up on our ones and twoses. 'Cause where love is, you can always find a rhyme. And where love is, things are swinging all the time. It's as simple as a dimple, just remember that. You can find some brand new swinging ideas underneath your hat. So keep counting, feel it mounting, till you think it must be Ponce de Leon's fountain. Yes, the fountain of youth for those who know the score means that things will keep on swinging forevermore. Like the wind that's blowing a boat right into shore. It's the livingest thing to live and breathe and keep on laughing up your sleeve. Things are swinging and they'll keep swinging some more. Yes, things are swinging and they'll keep swinging some more. Let's keep on swinging and swing right out the door.
Sad, we'll surely be.
From the album Beauty and the Beat, that was Peggy Lee and pianist George Shearing with her own tune, There'll Be Another Spring. Before that, we heard Lee with her tune, Things Are Swingin'. In the 1960s, Lee continued to contribute songs to each of her albums, and also wrote a few of her singles as well. I'll play a cut off of her 1962 album, Blues Cross Country, in just a bit. But first, here's a B-side to a single that she wrote and recorded in 1960, and a song which became a central part of her enchanting live sets in the 1960s. This is I Love Being Here With You on Afterglow.
I love the East, I love the West, and North or South, they're both the best. But I'll only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more, with you there there'd never be a bore, 'cause I love. Life is such a breezy game. Love all kinds of weather, long as we're together. I love to hear you say my name. I like good wine and fine cuisine and candlelight. I like the scene. But baby, if you know what I mean, I love being. Fred Astaire and Brando's eyes, Yul Brynner's hair. But I think to tell you's only fair that I love being here with you. And Cary Grant, oh doodah day, his utter charm takes me away. But don't get me wrong, how do you say I love being. Swinging. I like Ella singing because there's something else you know. They know how to say it, they know how to play it, they wind it up and let it go. I love the thrill of New York shows. I'd love to kiss Durante's nose, but I'd like to say before I close. San Francisco, he paints that bridge across the bay. My baby's from San Francisco, he paints that bridge across the bay. But when he thinks he's all through, he has to turn around and paint the other way. I'm gonna get on a cable car, I'm gonna ride down to the bay. I'm gonna get on one of those boats, the ones that cruise around the bay. And when I get to his bridge, I'll holler, baby, throw those brushes away. Let's go to Fisherman's Wharf, top of the mark, Telegraph Hill, Golden Gate Park, see the Young Museum, go to Old Chinatown. Go to the opera, don't ever put that down. Baby, 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 there's so much in this town. You gotta get up and get off that bridge and show your mama all around. There's the Steinhardt Aquarium, lots of fish. See the zoo, baby, if you wish. Baby, 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 throw those brushes now.
town. You got to get up and get off that bridge and show your mama all around. He's got more than brushes. Yes, my baby has. He's got lots more than brushes. Yes, my baby has. But as long as he paints that bridge, he might as well be on Alcatraz. So when you're ready, baby, I'll bring the turpentine around, help you clean those brushes, make you happy as a clown, instead of painting bridges. Let's go out and paint the town.
Peggy Lee with San Francisco Blues. That's from her 1962 album, Blues Cross Country, an album full of different American blues songs, many of which were co-written by her and the album's arranger, Quincy Jones. Before that, we heard Lee's song, I Love Being Here With You. In the 1960s, Lee's persona became more glamorous and bon vivant as the decade wore on, culminating in a brilliant performance of Lieber and Stoller's disillusioned song, Is That All There Is, in 1969, which became the singer's last big hit. Throughout the 1960s, she continued to compose new songs and revisit her old songs in her new style. Here she is in 1963 performing a song she wrote and recorded a decade earlier. This is Peggy Lee from her album Mink Jazz performing Where Can I Go Without You on Afterglow.
I went to London town to clear up my mind, then on to Paris for the fun I could find. I found I couldn't leave my memories behind. Where can I go without you? Tried seeing Germany, but that wouldn't do. Went to Vienna, but I found you there too. Even in Switzerland, your memory came through. Where can I go without you? I wanted travel, I wanted romance. I chased that rainbow across the sea. I'm tired of faces and quaint old places. If you can't be there with me, back on the boat again, farewell to France, farewell to London town. They haven't a chance. I'll trade the sights I've seen for one loving glance. Where can I go? Appear that you're really quiet.
sincere. So be a dear, please don't rush me. I love your show of affection, but taking it easy won't hurt you. I've heard there is a connection between patience and virtue. Be good, play fair. This has caught me unaware. Let's stop.
From the 1963 album Mink Jazz, that was Peggy Lee with two originals, Please Don't Rush Me and Where Can I Go Without You. After Lee's unexpected hit with the song Is That All There Is in 1969, her recording, performing, and songwriting became more sporadic, but she still had a few more songs up her sleeve. I'll close off this hour with one of her last songs that just so happens to have a special connection to this very show. The tune was originally written by the jazz pianist Marion McPartland in the 1960s, who was a very good friend of Peggy Lee. In the late 1970s, McPartland decided to give the song to Lee to perform, with whatever words Lee cared to add. McPartland's original title for the song was Afterglow, but with Lee's new lyric, it now went under the name In the Days of Our Love. If this song sounds familiar to you, it's because McPartland's solo version of it was used as the theme song to this show, Afterglow, for many years, mostly when Dick Bishop, another friend of Marion McPartland's, created and hosted the program. Here's Peggy Lee in 1979 performing the song that she wrote with Marion McPartland now. This is In the Days of Our Love on Afterglow.
I wish you could know the thousand ways I see your face in the embers, missing you so. And all the things we used to do in the days of our love. I turn a corner in my mind, and there you are, you're here. Still it warms me and I smile at the days of still it warms me and I smile at the days of our
Peggy Lee in 1979 with In the Days of Our Love, otherwise known as Afterglow, a song she wrote with pianist Marion McPartland. And thanks for tuning in to this Peggy Lee edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.